Broadcasting from stages 2 and 4 in Burbank, California, let's go Inside Salem on NBC's Days of Our Lives podcast.
On today's show, Leanne Hunley joins the podcast to look back at Anna's antics and to talk about shooting Kristen's unmasking scenes. Then, in 2 can't-miss clips, Salem reels from Kristen's big reveal and Tony pays the price for his role in Ted's murder. And later, Ariane Zucker and Stacey Hajduk dish on the sisterhood of the traveling face in a special roundtable. That and more, starting now. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Michael Fairman. It's always a welcome addition to the canvas when Anna DeMira shows back up on Days. You never know if she's there to cause trouble, find love, or be a catalyst for major story. But when Anna is back, that usually means Tony or Andre DeMira are not far behind, even though they may have quote-unquote died. Or she may be linking up with her daughter, Carrie. But most recently, Anna returned to Salem to find a very much alive Tony and some shocking skullduggery going down in Salem. That meant the return of Daytime Emmy winner Leanne Hunley to reprise her signature role. So here to tell us all about the latest and the greatest on Anna is Leanne herself. Hello, Leanne.
Hello, hello.
You have not done this podcast before, have you?
I haven't.
This is great. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
So in recently aired scenes after Anna came back to Salem, you know, and she saw Tony's been kind of marrying Nicole or whatever's going on there with AKA Kristen, she wants Roman to put a ring on her finger.
Put a ring on her finger. Yeah. Yes. I want somebody to put a ring on my finger.
I think she's hoping it will knock some sense into Tony. Is that why she wanted the...
Absolutely. She's trying to make him jealous. And, you know, Roman's available. She knows Roman. She knows how to work Roman. She's been married to him before. So she goes straight to the first man that can help her out. Plus, he's like the only single guy around right now, I think. I was wondering about that. And so, she wants to make Tony jealous at all costs.
And then Tony pulls her into a passionate kiss, though.
Oh, yes.
Does that kind of like...
It's working. Yes, Anna loves. It's really sweet to be back working with Teo because Andre and Anna work together off and on too over the years. But it's really nice because Tony and Anna really do have a connection. So strange as it seems, we're the same actors. It still is really great to be working with Tony.
So is it like that when you come back and work with Teo on screen because you are in romantically on the show with Teo as Tony and you are best buds?
We are best friends.
So how does that kind of work for you guys? Like, you play the romance, but you're like good friends in real life. And
it just works so easily because I think it's because we have so much history. We do go back so far. And because he's allowed me to be his wife on stage and treat him like a wife will treat a husband and, you know, brush off the lint off his shoulder. And I allow him to treat me like a lady. So... as a result, we've managed to make it into a good friendship, and you know he's a good cook, so I'm always in for the dinners. So he's really good to me that way.
Over the years on Days, your leading man, well, started off Wayne Northrup was your leading man. He was your
Roman
Brady, and then Teo, and then she was involved, I believe. I don't know who, if there were people in between, but you can tell me. And I believe when you returned in 2017, it was the first time you'd worked with Josh Taylor as Roman because you knew him as Chris Kozacek from before.
Absolutely.
What can you say about Wayne, Josh, like these guys and...
the roundy round. I mean, it was like a round robin of people. Wayne was great to work with. He was my first Roman, my very first husband. We come from small towns in Washington State, so I think that we kind of understood each other pretty fast. And yet most of his story was with Marlena. He was, you know, I think I was brought in to kind of disrupt their love life. And I did. And then they had to sick me on somebody else, so they put me together with Tony for the first time. And when I found out that I was going to work with Teo, he was a strong character as a person and also as a character. And My character was, I was just really finding my feet. I was a little sweet thing that was really working for Stefano D'Amara. So I had two sides to me that I was trying to learn the path of playing that. And I kind of learned a lot from watching Teo because he played the businessman, the suave and debonair man, but he was ruthless underneath. Now, of course, with love, the love of Anna for all these years, he's a tender-hearted person in there. And that's what I think we see at this point in this stage of our relationship is that there is a teddy bear inside that grizzly bear.
Well, he loves her.
He loves her. She loves him.
They love each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's that long star-crossed love that no matter what happens, it's through there. Her carrying that urn around, which we need to talk about. How long did you carry the urn around with Tony's ashes?
Were you just like, 10 what years. Is going on? Only just 10 a years. Year. Just 10 years.
10 years. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I mean, I've watched you and the viewers for many years. And when Anna's come back, sometimes she's more wacky and more zany and there's more comedy. And then like she's kind of cuckoo. And then now she's emotional. Do you ever go like, what's going on with the writing of the character? Or how do you like work your way through that when it's so different?
Whatever they've put on the page, it's my job to make it come to life. And given that she has lost the love of her life and has become a little unhinged, I can say,
I think that's about right.
I can say. And she doesn't want to take, you know, psychotropic drugs to make herself better. So she's, you know, she's just living her life. She's always been a bit selfish. Oh, a yes. Little bit selfish. So she thinks of her first. She thinks of herself first before she thinks of everybody else. But when you get past that, she does think of other people first. She does have a heart and she does love Carrie and her grandson. What's his name?
Which one? Okay.
I had to say the word grandson. In
when you said grandson, were you like, writers, I'm not a grandmother on this show.
Yes, but I think I had a scene about that a few years ago where I had to say the word. I couldn't get it out.
Can we call the booth?
I have a change.
Leanne, you won a Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series in 1986, and I remember thinking how you deserved it that year. What do you recall about Emmy night? Because I know you were not there at the ceremony.
I had gotten a job on another show, and I had just gone off contract with Days, and I had gotten offered a job. And in this business, you take a job when it's offered, because I didn't know what I was going to work on once I left this show. This had been my safety place to be. And so as I made the choice to go ahead and work on, an episode of Hotel or something, some Aaron Spelling thing or something. And I sent a little note. I wrote a little thank you note. And I was on stage filming when the show was airing in New York. So I wasn't watching it. And I got a knock on my dressing room door. And the stage manager came and said, Leanne, you have an emergency phone call on stage. Can you come back to the stage? And so I said, oh, okay. So I went to the stage. It was an empty sound stage with just one of those pedestals with a phone on it. Remember those old days when they'd have that standing in the middle of an empty room? And I picked it up and I said, hi. And it was my manager practically crying, you won. You won. And I said, I did? I mean, I just didn't ever imagine, because I was in such great company. Dame Judith Anderson and Eileen Herlihy and all these names of people that have been working and established and terrific actresses. And I said, okay, thanks. And they started calling me back to the set, and I put the phone down, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't know what to say. And I got home that night, and my house was full of flowers. And from Ken Corday and Al Rabin in the time, and a lot of my castmates and a lot of friends. And it was just, it looked like a funeral home in my house full of flowers. And I was really, really grateful, because I didn't know what to say. When I went to work the next day on that same show, they had found out and figured it out, and everybody was sweet and congratulatory. But it was like a real moment of, I didn't experience it really.
Yeah.
But I had a different experience, and that's okay.
That's okay. Will you stick around for some Can't Miss Clips?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Leanne. Here's your Can't Miss clip for the week of August 19th. During Marlena's champagne toast, Hope leans over to John, letting him know that Xander named Kristen as his boss. After they toast, Nicole and Brady start to leave, but are stopped in their tracks. In true John Black fashion, he puts all the pieces of the puzzle together and unmasks Kristen for everyone to see. Take a listen to the fallout.
Well, I'll be damned.
I can't believe this.
So you married your own sister?
It wasn't Nicole. It never was.
Hey, you're not going anywhere.
Commissioner, let her go.
Before you drag her off to jail here, I think she owes us all some answers.
Oh, how did I figure it out, John, huh? I wouldn't mind hearing a little more about that.
Your old buddy Xander Cook gave you up the DA, Kristen. He's gonna walk away a free man now.
He said you were running the entire operation. He was just following orders.
Yeah, he'd say anything to keep himself out of prison, but you know what? I heard that. I started putting a few things together. Like when Maggie told Kate that she saw you in Nicole's hotel room.
I didn't even believe her.
Nobody believed her.
She's the one who had Ted and me kidnapped. She's the one who wanted us to die in the basement. She's the one who threatened my family if I didn't blame Stefan, right?
So you knew? You knew Nicole was Kristen?
No, I thought she was a victim just like me. I had no idea they were the same person.
Well, Anna's line was the best of the bunch of that entire thing, hands down.
You married your own sister.
And she's beyond disappointed with him at that point. But does she understand at all why he went along with this plot to get Demir Enterprises? Because he's always felt like he could never live up to Stefano and never really had the chance. But since she loves her man, does she see that, or is she like, this is despicable?
Well, it is despicable. It's really disgusting that he married his sister.
It's really creepy.
And but I think, too, as she's a realist on a certain level, where she knows that somebody's got to pay for all those trips to Europe and somebody's got to have, you know, the wherewithal to be able to keep her lifestyle afloat. So she doesn't mind that Tony might need to make some money or whatever. I think even though she says, I've got all the money we need, what's wrong with more? She likes a man with a little power, too. I think that he needs to have some power, and she wants to be able to admire him. So I don't think you cut a man off at the knees and say, no, you don't ever get to, you know, even though she's saying all that, she's not really feeling that.
Yeah. Obviously, there's so many people in this group scene that we just saw, which I'm assuming is different than when you obviously have to do a two or three person scene. Can you tell me what goes on as far as direct, like how does the scene go down, rehearsal or tape?
I think probably the biggest difference is the intimacy that goes on between two people and that you have an idea of what they're going to say. I mean, when you're learning a big scene with 30 people in it who have a line every five or six lines, and you're trying to track all of that, it can take a little of your own concentration. You really need to concentrate at that point. Whereas when you're working with another actor, you're looking them in the eye. You're feeding off what they're saying. You're feeling what they're giving you, and you're responding to it no matter what it is they're saying. I'm watching everything you're doing, and I want to feed off of you. And when somebody's down the stage of you and they're talking to each other, I can't see their eyes. I'm just saying my own thing over here. It's a little bit different. There's an art to it. I think we've all learned how to deal with it here.
Right. Are you ready for your Can't Miss clip?
I am.
All right.
Here's your Can't Miss clip for the week of August 26th. Denied bail, Anna stays by Tony's side as he awaits his holding cell. He suddenly remembers that Gabby and Stefan are locked away in the tunnels. Quick on her feet, Anna plans to leverage their whereabouts in exchange for his freedom. Deep in the Demera tunnels, Gabby finally admits her undeniable feelings for Stefan, but they are interrupted by Anna performing a welfare check. She returns to the police station just as Will and Sonny rescue Stabby. Here's what happened next.
I'm sorry, Anna. I just
couldn't take any more chances with Gabby and Stefan's lives. I had to tell Will and Sonny where they were.
You did?
Yes. Yeah. They're on their way to rescue them now.
But... how will you bargain with the DA? You won't have any leverage.
I know. My point is, to be honest, I did it for you.
For me?
Yeah. You told me that I compromised myself by teaming up with my insane sister. You're absolutely true, was what you said to me. So I decided that I want to really be the kind of man that you can be proud of. I'm not mad.
I've wasted far too much time being cross with you.
The holding cell's ready.
Don't worry, sweetheart, you know. You cheated death to get back to me. And now that we're together, I'm sure we can find a way to beat these charges.
I love this scene so much.
I have to say, I just got a little teary-eyed. When he says that one line, it gets me every time. I want to be the kind of man you want me to be. And no woman could possibly resist that.
I just thought it was such a lovely scene between you two. And any fan of this show who is invested in Tony and Anna, that is a great payoff moment. And I just thought it was... I watched it the other day and I'm like, oh, you know, I just thought it was so well done.
Oh, thank you.
Did you kind of know that when you filmed it, the two
of you? I felt, you feel it when, you know, those emotions are right there. And like I said, all he had to do was say that. And that gets me. That gets me every time.
Yeah, it was such a great scene.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, Leanne, so much fun.
Thank you.
Getting to talk with you.
Such fun for me,
too. And kind of go over all of your history here
at
Days.
It's fun for me
to
revisit. Thank you.
But I'm wondering, do you think that's the last we're going to see of Anna? Because I get worried. Like, she bops in and bops out, and I don't know. And then he's, like, in jail, and I, you know.
Well, she's very mobile.
Mobile Anna. Anna on her mind.
Anna gets around. I don't think it's the last you'll see of Anna.
Ooh, there you go. Well, keep checking out Days of Our Lives on NBC.com and the NBC app. You never know, there may be more of Anna and Leanne.
Part 2 of Inside Salem Days of Our Lives podcast will return in a moment. Subscribe to the show wherever you find your podcasts. We now return to Inside Salem, Days of Our Lives podcast, to take a look behind the scenes.
For months on Days of Our Lives, fans have witnessed, we dare say, the most twisted plot of Kristen DiMera. In order to slink back into Salem and slip back into the bed with the man she loves and take control of DiMera Enterprises, she returned disguised as the late Nicole Walker, complete with prosthetic mask, a voice alternator, some nips and tucks, and wigs to look exactly like her. And in another twist, as only Days can do, this storyline heralded the return of Ariane Zucker, but this time she would be playing Kristen as Nicole. However, now that Kristen has been unmasked, where does the story go from here? To fill us in on their rollercoaster ride of roles and the sisterhood that they have formed, here's Stacey Hajduk and Ariane Zucker.
Thanks, gals, for coming
by. Hey!
Oh, I guess there's no difference between the two of you. It's like merged
jinx,
into one.
Jinx, what is it? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
So is your name Stesari? Stesari Dukzer.
Stesari. Ooh, I like that. Stesari. Oh, my God.
You now have a hashtag.
We have a hashtag.
Ooh, I like that.
All right. Before we go any further, hold on. I think we should take a listen to the clip of this big reveal.
Okay, yeah. Speech is over. Let's go.
Wait.
We're leaving.
You're not taking my son anywhere.
Dad, what are you doing?
She's behind Ted and Kate's kidnapping and also Ted's murder.
Hold on. No, she's not. Nicole would never do that.
Stop. You're right. Nicole would never. You want to do the honors or should I?
I don't know. Let's see, go.
Excuse me. What are you two talking about?
Dad, what the hell are you doing?
How did you? Shoot all of that?
We should probably establish who speaks first.
Yeah. I'm gonna let Nicole because Nicole is Kristen. So she
Nicole Kristen, who's Ari.
I feel like as nutty as the storyline is with the mask and the whole thing, I feel like you know what for what it's worth, I thought it went seamlessly. I mean, I know that I know that there is always technical something or there's something isn't the same or da 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 da. But we are working at a tremendous speed. And I always try to remind, you know, fans that look, we're a soap and this is how we roll and we do what we do and have really amazing scenes. And I feel like, you know, when I would step off, Stacey and I didn't get to see each other a lot. I mean, we were kind of, we're in different technically stories because when I'm off set, I'm done for the day and Stacey's working all day. So especially when the reveal happened, when you took that mask off for the first time, that was really cool for me. I'm like, wow, that ended up turning out really cool.
Yeah, and this is Stacey, and I really liked that a lot. And I loved the transition of you taking out the pins and then all of a sudden
you doing it, the hair. Yeah, and then the
it just came off. It was really, I thought they did a great job in editing and sound, everything. So I'll let you keep talking.
So when was the first point? Did you watch it kind of in real time on, like when it was the episodes up, or when did you actually see how it looked?
I didn't watch it in real time. Did you watch it?
No, because everybody kept saying it. So I didn't really get to watch it until on video. I think I saw just the reveal because somebody posted it and I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Yes.
And then I started getting to watch what you were doing ahead of time, which I loved. And then it's all of a sudden, and I think you didn't even know that you were playing Kristen right at the beginning.
And then,
which was kind of cool.
It was better. I'm glad I didn't know.
Yeah. And so when we came into the thing, you were almost like 3 weeks, 4 weeks in, I think, weren't you?
Yeah.
And so I came in, and that's when I kind of knew the story. We were only 2 weeks before that. Mm-hmm. And then
what was super interesting about this is watching Ari have the mannerisms of Kristen when she was angry and pissed off and nasty to the characters.
You.
But she's, in the quote Nicole mess, it's you, Ari, playing the part. What did you watch her?
Yes.
Like, how did this all get
figured out? They did suggest, watch Stacey, and so I had to go back in other episodes, because the timeline, and I was off the show, and then, so.
By the way, they're holding hands right now.
Yeah, just I love this woman so much. And
so I went in, and I watched Stacey, and I was like, okay, so basically, there are some similarities to Ari and Stacey's personality.
Yeah, already.
Which I think we have those sort of A-type personalities. And so it's interesting that you can easily connect. Like if I were probably someone who was more of an,
introvert or
something. It'd be harder to do because it is not easy to be such an extrovert character. And so I feel like once I saw what she was doing, I was like, ooh, okay, calculate freedom. And I always compliment Stacey all the time because, number one, she walked into a really difficult role because Eileen is an amazing actress and she did a really great job with it. But now Stacey has made Kristen her own. And I'm like, whew. Okay, and I almost think that there's just this uncontrolled, now she's even more
physical.
And just desperate to, not even desperate, desperate is determined to get what she wants and to get it her way. And it's just, it was incredible. So I had so much fun.
No, and that's
what's
so fun
and you were amazing. I applaud you. I loved watching you do your work. It was beautiful.
So did you guys run around with the mask around the...
Absolutely. All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got in trouble.
Yeah.
But
everybody wants to wear the mask.
Yes. Yes. Give me that mask.
What did you both think of the twist when Tony DeMiro was alive and then Kristen as Nicole marries her brother and then working with Teo. I mean, because you...
Oh, Teo's fantastic. Yeah, it's always wonderful working with Teo. He always has something amazing coming out of his skin. And it's just...
Well, what is he like? What is going on? I mean, he steps into this and was he...
He's unpredictably predictable.
Yeah. I'm going to agree. You know, he's wonderful to work with. He's on this like... It's almost like this elegant, I feel like we're back in the 1920s, and I feel like I'm doing kind of one of those wonderful old movies, you know, from like the black and white film noir movies, and he's, you know, what did they call it on Dish and Days? I'm sorry, but they said something about him. They call him a dandy.
Oh, a dandy,
which is, you know, somebody who dresses very well and is, and
right,
I thought
a dandy.
That was,
oh,
yes. And I thought, Japper.
Yes.
Yes, that
Dapper,
is it.
But there is because a dandy. She's right.
He is. He's so old school, and it's so beautiful to watch and work with him. It is. I feel like I'm back in, you know, a Hollywood, you know, starlet in those days. Yes.
Very classy.
Well,
we now
know from what's happened on the show that the real Nicole is actually alive because Kristen is bargaining with the information about Kristen and the baby.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? Nicole's alive? What?
Yes, I
know.
That. I
God,
know.
Can you believe that? I thought I captured you and put you away for good.
Like, I was like, oh, well, it's already.
For good.
So that now that at some point the fans will see you both playing, you'll be playing Ari, you will be playing Nicole,
yes.
I'm assuming, unless there's another face.
Yeah.
And you will be Kristen. Do you feel the freedom now? Like, we're separated parts. You will be Nicole. You will be Chris. Is there a freedom to that now without?
What did you
or
think?
Will you miss the other?
You know, I thought I really enjoyed. I think there's something so special about playing a villain. And I get told Stacey this. You play such a delicious role because you're so needed in the show. Otherwise, nobody really wants to watch a perfect town. I mean, that's not why you're tuning in to Days of Our Lives. You're watching the drama. And so I just love this character so much, and I really understand why fans love to hate Kristen. And I had a taste of that as Nicole back in the day, but...
You mean when you lied about babies and switches and lied, you know, and got slapped by Sammy Brady like twice really bad?
I did, but I had postpartum, so that was
Okay.
Yes, I did. I had
what
postpartum.
What an excuse, I love that.
Yes.
Good
nice.
Excuse.
Okay.
Yes, yes. But,
so you can explain away anything.
You can.
On soap operas.
Oh, I can explain. I've always said this about my character. I can explain paint drying, and have a good reason for it. People believe me.
But of course,
I love my character so much. She's gone through such an incredible journey, and now, you know, I feel a whole new connection with her, with everything that she's gone through, and of course, now the time ahead will just show, you know, where she is in her life after this particular situation has happened. So I'm never disappointed by the things I have to do with Nicole because it's always a challenge.
And Stacey, how do you feel now that it's come to a conclusion that Ari is no longer playing Kristen as Nicole? Is there a freedom in that you're just Kristen at the moment?
Yes. Well, I think a lot of it is too, is that Kristen has been kept in a cage in the Salem Inn. I mean, she can't really, I mean, in my mind, because that's where all I've done my scenes, and occasionally I've kind of snuck out. So for me, the freedom was just to be around people.
Yeah.
I needed to be around people. I was feeling lonely in there. But yeah, I do. There is a little bit of a freedom not being, you know, but I did have fun and I loved watching Ari. And so I was kind of sad to see it leave. But at the same time, I'm very excited for the new journey of where this will take us all, which is kind of...
It's the beauty of our
journey.
Yeah.
The beauty of the thing.
Yeah.
Paul Telfer, you both worked with Paul in the storyline. What do you think of that? And what do you think about because he turned on Kristen.
Yeah, bastard.
Xander turned on Kristen. What about working with Paul in this story?
Hey, you go first now.
Well, I love working with Paul. I mean, that's all the scenes I've ever had with at the beginning. So we really bonded in that with a lot of, you know, because the history of where I had to go with this, but then you would have scenes with them that I didn't know about. And then I would have to talk about them and I'm like, I don't have the script. I don't know. What did I just do? And I'm like, okay, so Nicole did this and they have to do like a little rundown, but I really enjoyed working with Paul, and I think he's brought a lot to this
show. Did you like him better in the wrestling mask?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but yeah. Who wore it better?
Oh,
me
I know.
Or
no,
him?
I know. This is true.
I guess it depends on
your taste.
I love that in the big reveal that happened where John does rip off the face, and we learn. Did you feel trepidation, nervousness, anticipation that
Absolutely.
That had to be right?
I mean, I know I was nervous because I knew it had to be a big, big moment. I mean, yeah. For me, and I know because you went down and then John takes that mask off, and I know that Albert just said you're angry because you don't want anybody to see your face.
Do you
remember him saying that? And
do you remember any lines?
No,
right? That's anything. How crazy
the
it
short-term
is.
Memory just
it's
goes
a
away.
Short-term
yeah.
memory.
Yeah, yeah. And you realize that. I thought.
She had pages.
I know. Well, I think there was like a 5-page, and I actually remembered it. I was really impressed.
And another thing that's very impressive about all of this, I just say, is it's one thing to have a lot of stuff to do, but you had to do it in front of the entire heavy hitters of Days Where, like, the entire cast was in that scene. Like, I would probably bounce.
But that's when you actually have to, like,
you,
you have
up.
To, like,
you
say,
have to
yourself,
say to yourself,
you know
I'm
going to
do.
You're not, because you go, sometimes you want to go into that insecure little girl that goes, oh my God, am I going to be good? And you go, stop it. We're not there anymore. You're going to take the reins and you're going to be bold and you're going to go out there and you're just going to go for it.
Because, and that's what is, yeah. Isn't that why you guys became actresses anyways? You're going for it. You're
yeah,
doing
you
your stuff and you want
to
people to
different.
See it. But a couple last questions. Susan Banks shows up in the middle of all of this and she clocks Kristen at the reveal.
Susan.
So what do you think about the Susan showing up and did you love her as Susan?
Oh my gosh. That was the first time we actually got to work
you
together.
Didn't work
yes.
as
this is the first time
Susan
we actually got to work.
And Nick.
And she was just fabulous. Sorry.
What'd you think of Susan?
I love Susan. It is the corniest character. and every now and again, Stacy like just accidentally talks like her. And
I know.
Did you see her impersonation of?
I didn't get to see that. I
app?
Have to go look
on
it's nothing compared to yours because I literally saw it for the first time, like the monitor, and I was like, oh, I'm saying this line and this line and this line, and I don't know what's coming out right, but it's very funny.
And finally, in closing, you guys are really good pals. I hear that when you, I think Eric Martsoff told me like.
And we're holding
when,
hands
when you
still.
Go out to like have a drink, nobody can tell you.
I know
nobody
too.
Can even tell the two of you apart anymore. When
I
you're
know.
Actually, so what?
We're blending.
So Stacey, you go first. Give me three words. Why do you love hanging out with Ari?
Fun, fabulous, and eccentric.
Ari,
I was gonna use those same words.
I'm so glad.
Wow.
I mean, I would love to describe her more because she's just wonderful and her. She's warm and she's. I got to do more because I you have been so supportive and so loving to me and so encouraging of me on every day when I would just have some little self-doubt. She would just go, you know what? You have this. You're great. You're fabulous. And I feel the same way about you. And I thank you so, so much Aww. For your love. It's amazing. Thank you.
Well, I totally believe that, you know, thank you. You're so loving is the biggest word. I believe Stacey is. She is the most beautiful soul and kindness, and really you draw that out of a lot of people. And I do believe the respect that I have for you on our show is huge because you did, again, step into some big shoes, and you are just beyond infinity.
Aww, you know, God, I love
because
you.
It is it's not an easy job, and I love our female relationships.
Oh my
on this
God,
show
yeah.
We really do have
supportive extremely
a very
supportive yeah.
cast and female driven wise, and I think that's something we have that's very special here.
Yeah.
I cannot speak for other shows, but I definitely know that especially I think Stacey and I bonded really at the Emmys because
yeah.
we were each other's dates.
Yep.
And it went from
yeah.
9
yeah.
in the morning till 10
God
o'clock
knows.
At night or
yeah,
whatever.
I mean,
when you've experienced a date at the Emmys,
yeah,
it goes till 9
like
in the morning.
The journey,
that's
but it was
it.
The best Emmy experience I have had.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better time.
Well, I just want to end it from all of us here at the NBC Inside Salem Days of Our Lives podcast. Standing ovation for an amazing, amazing performances. Really, really great. And I'm saying that having watched Daytime for a number of years, many years, it was really spectacular. Kudos and thank you so much for coming by
thank you
and
so
talking
much.
To
I
us.
Appreciate yes. it, Michael, always. Love you.
Love you. Starry eyes.
Gotta go.
Hashtag starry eyes.
Coming up on Days of Our Lives, Gabby makes a potentially fatal mistake.
I'm gonna go home to my husband. Then when I leave, you can scream bloody murder. But your little stunt, it didn't work.
Kayla relays heartbreaking news about Julie's condition.
Julie's heart is damaged, and it's serious.
Victor plots to get rid of Ben.
Are you clear on what I'm asking you to do?
Yep.
Vivian and Kate come face to face.
Smile, Kate. You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Days of Our Lives. Stream anytime on NBC.com or the NBC app.
This has been Inside Salem, Days of Our Lives podcast. Subscribe on all major podcasting platforms. Follow the show at NBC Days. Theme music by Tom Boyce and Bobby Hart. Produced by Grant Rutter and Michael Fairman. Edited by Trey Booty. This is Melissa Reeves. Join us again for another episode of Inside Salem, Days of Our Lives podcast.